Welcome to the Web Snazzin' Podcast. Yeah, I know that I said I wouldn't be doing any more of these, but let's be honest, what else would I be doing? Wandering around and taking photographs of fruit? Yeah, well, we'll get to that shortly, I reckon. I'm here to fill in some gaps in the day, not just for me, but for you too, I expect. I'll play some grand tunes along the way and we shall just see what emerges from the cloud banks.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you?
That ought to be the official tune of the Web Snazzin' Podcast, Nowhere Man by those Beatles. I'm not a massive fan of the Beats, but no one can say that they actively dislike them. That way, madness lies. I do wonder what I'm hoping to achieve with these somewhat sporadic leaps into podcasting. Clearly this stuff will not be changing the world, or even your bedsheets, so why do I do it? It's simply because I fell between the cracks in the pavement. As I glide through the day, I'm completely anonymous and barely noticed by humans. Dogs seem to find me fascinating, but that might have a little to do with the multitude of snacks that I tend to carry around with me. Even cats give me a yowl as I pass, but day to day I'm the spectre with squeaky shoes and tangled headphone wires. My walking podcasts have been described as if I don't truly exist, and yet somehow I'm still commenting on what's going on around me. I take that as a compliment. I live between the now and the never. No Gold by Cardiacs. All manner of promise for the future became a dulled spark of the past. I never got anywhere because I simply didn't know where to go. No roadmap for life and little idea of what might happen if I turned left or right. I can't say that I had no fun because I've been all over the blue marble of Earth and it's been spectacular. I just didn't know what to do with myself in the interim when high days and holidays dissolved into normal life. I'm not a carpenter, a musician, nor a writer. Never made a thing worth having with my hands, and I never aspired to sports or games. I'm a penny waiting for change, an untuned stream.
On the second floor, no money coming in. The rent collector's not trying to get in. We are strictly second class, and we don't understand.
Hey, hey!
Why we should be in Dead End Street.
Hey, hey!
People are living in Dead End Street.
Hey, hey!
I'm gonna die in Dead End Street.
Yeah.
Dead end street.
Yeah.
Head to my feet.
be the Kinks there. Dead End Street. Cheerful stuff. It's been a few years since I last fitted into society at large. During that time, everything seemed to tumble around like the furniture in Dorothy's house, and it's been an absolute feat of astral plane juggling trying to stay on top of it all. I know that we all went through it, but I felt as if I was in some kind of free-fall nonsense with a tiny parachute made from a beret. Luckily for me, I live right by the sea. And when things look a bit, you know, tricky, I go to look at the sea and the fruit. All will be explained. Sort of.
Tending my fruit, tending my fruit. Ah, you've got to have a hobby. A man must have a shed to keep him sane. Spraying my butt, spraying my butt. Got to keep away diseases. I mix the poisons and the wife don't complain. Some people say that I am out of my tree or just a straw.
So what's with the fruit then? Well, every day for the past couple of years, I've wandered past a rubbish bin on the seafront in Brighton, and more often than not, someone has left some fresh and rather good looking fruit on top of the bin. Oranges mainly, but there have been other treats such as plums, apples and pears. Nothing wrong with them, all fresh, but the mystery has gotten out of hand. People ask me questions about the fruit and I can only say the same thing each time. It's not me. I don't leave it there. Why would I do that? I'm more likely to want to eat it. I don't know who's doing it and I never touch it. There's no way that I'm eating fruit from on top of a bin. As I say, it looks nice, but who knows what could have happened to the fruit before it was left there. It doesn't bear thinking about. I take a picture of the fruit each day and I have dozens of them. Probably enough to start an abandoned fruit calendar. Each month, a fresh fruit treat. I don't know. Anyway, there's a part of me that would like to solve the riddle, but in all honesty, I quite like the whole mysterious nature of the thing. Oh, here come the Stranglers.
If I let loose, I know we'll let me screaming out loud. My baby's this all mean to me, I can't fix the crowds. But she's been mean to me. Mean to me, I'm making me blue. Cut out the bird.
Milan and jump on the train. I'd like to take away a parachute on a burning plane. She's been mean to me, mean to me, and making me sad. And if I ever get the chance, I'm gonna make her sorry that she's been mad. She carried on when I got home and towing the line. She said, well, I've been boozing, I've been drinking the wine. Well, she's been mean to me.
Saying that the world has been mean to me over the years, but I've had my fair share. Certain individuals who I never intend to see again were somewhat unpleasant to me, but that's the beauty of life. You can consign them to the dustbin of yesterday, although if you allow them to dwell in your head, you're self-inflicting wounds that cannot heal whilst you allow the ghosts to attack you from within. Destroy them on your own territory, make dust of the memories, and should they appear in a nightmare, be aware that in a lucid dream, they can tumble down a never-ending lift shaft forever. I'm battling the demons and I hope to succeed. I'll keep you posted on that one. Time for some more music now, and this very much resonates with me. Streets of London by the Anti-Nowhere League. It reminds me of the miles of stomping through the capital over the years, usually without a goal or purpose. Nothing new under the sun, eh? Podcasting thing since 2009. That's almost unbelievable to me. Such a long time, and I know that I only ever get a handful of listens to each episode. but it carries on a long tradition of recording nonsense for my own satisfaction. In reality, I started doing this sort of thing in about 1979. I used to make epic programs on my old tape recorder, where I'd use sound effects to make it seem as if I'd travelled to China, or making a chronicle of a day of truancy from school. I still have the truancy stuff somewhere. A wasted day? No, not when you consider the adventures that I got to experience. Running from security guards in Selfridges, or breaking into London Zoo, firing air rifles and swearing at people on walkie-talkies. I don't regret a second of it. I never got into serious trouble, but I had a few tricky moments where I thought that I was going to be nicked or caught. I just had an innocent sense of fun, coupled with a desire to be annoying. Again, nothing new there, right? Called Catch That Man from the Prisoner soundtrack. I've always been interested in the things that you're not supposed to notice. Those lifts in shops that go to the stockrooms. Special trains that don't seem to stop anywhere and just thunder past with no way of knowing where they're headed. If someone's digging a hole in the road, I have to look down into it. I watched the engineering announcements on ITV and BBC in the dim and distant past. Obviously, I'm a bit of a fan of the test card and CFAX too. To begin with, it was just to be contrary because nobody else liked it, but I sort of got into it. It irritated and puzzled people. Why does he like that rubbish? Yeah, that was good enough for me. It wasn't the music that they played that was of particular interest. Far from it, because I thought it was mostly cheeseball nonsense. But the fact that it wasn't meant for us. We were not supposed to be watching it. I'm either a naturally inquisitive creature or a nosy bloke who really should mind his own business. Whatever the case, I enjoy peering behind the scenes. We all buy into dreams with products and places, be it Pizza Hut or Harrods. It's a thin piece of cardboard between the magic and the mundane. Punch two eye holes into it and have a peek through. We'll be right back. There, you see? That was called Bart by Ruby and was used on the final CFAX transmission in 2012. Ancient history. I was listening to the radio a few days ago and yawning away after another scintillating day was drawing to a close when I heard this tune. What? I thundered. This is rather splendid. I went on the hunt for it, but I couldn't find it anywhere. So I must admit that I cheated a bit and recorded it off of the radio like I used to do in the Dark Ages. Obviously, with a little 21st century magic, the wizardry of technology and a thirst for a freebie, here's field music with a brass band and a tune called Busy at His Play.
Mommy stands watch at the windowsill, behind her the rattle of toys. Fingers busy with their play, the children are ready and the table laid. You'd give your life for the chapter house, but what would they do for you? Oh, daddy, what would they do for you? Daddy sits quiet in the meeting room, listening as the voices raise. Said one to another, if you cross that line, you'll never be remembered as a mate of mine. Telling tales at the manor house, is that where you were last night? Oh, daddy, is that where you were last night?
I thought about asking an AI bot to write a quick script for the podcast. I did, and it was absolutely awful. Here's a little taster.
Welcome back to WarpSnasm, your one-stop shop for all things confusing, nonsensical, and slightly terrifying. I'm traumatized from last week's investigation into the mating habits of the Mongolian platypus lizard. Speaking of things entirely useless, have you heard about the new trend sweeping the nation? Rabbit knitting?
I know what you're thinking. That's pretty good stuff. Yeah, well, it just went on and on and on with this shabby tosh. Here's some more.
Speaking of weirdness, did you see what Brenda from accounting did with the Martian regolith this morning? She tried to bake a pie with it. A regolith pie.
Yeah, okay. So that bit isn't too bad, but I think we're a long way from truly losing dominion over the Earth to the robots. It's a reasonably amusing toy at the moment, but it has potential to be fairly scary, and it might tip the balance back into having maniacs in power again. But the chances of a Jetsons robot coming at you with a death ray are still pretty slim.
We'll be right back. Automatik. Der soll mir tanzen wie Gali. Wir sind die Herrgotte. Wir sind die Herrgotte. Wir sind die Herrgotte. Wir sind die Herrgotte.
As the weeks pass by into months and the months dissolve into years, it is easy to feel lost in the relentless grind of our progress through time. Lives loved and lost will always inform the human condition. But always remember that if you have a headache and a case of lumbago today, it's a lovely day. Tomorrow.
It's a lovely day. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. It's a lovely day, it'll be alright. Tomorrow, it'll be okay. Tomorrow, it's a lovely day, it'll be alright.
Tomorrow.
tomorrow. It's a lovely day. It's a lovely day.